The opening general session speaker here at the NAMA 2006 conference was James Canton, who talked about the extreme future. And I guess, first of all, James, if you would explain for me, what does the extreme future mean?
Extreme future is based on the title of my new book, The Extreme Future, coming out in September. And it's all about the convergence of many different key trends, or what I talk to as these extreme future trends: climate, energy, what's next for population, demographics, innovation, security, and the convergence of all these trends together create a new risk landscape, or what I refer to as the extreme future.
How does agriculture play a role in that?
Well, agriculture is very critical, because at the end of the day, as you have larger demand drivers such as population or changes in energy, certainly more cheaper or more expensive energy, or the end of oil, if you will, and a more extreme climate, you're going to have demand and changes in agriculture that may change our ability to be able to have food and get that food to people that need it. So at the end of the day, agriculture plays an important, vital role and must keep in pace with these other demand drivers of population, climate, and energy that are coming.
So for the people who are here at this conference, these agricultural marketers, did you have advice or some words of wisdom for them in terms of how they're doing their job?
Absolutely. You know, one is in terms of innovation, that the Internet represents a tremendous opportunity, but the wireless Internet and the convergence of the Internet with TV, the next generation of TV, which is all happening now, interactive high-definition TV that's coming, certainly what's next for pervasive mobility. Think about getting your marketing message to the billion people that are going to have that have cell phones, that are Internet ready. Think about what's next for V-blogs, if you will. We're doing an audio blog today. Tomorrow we'll be doing V-blogs. So that's one part of it. The other part of it is there's new markets, nutrigenomics, personalized healthcare, that touch up against agriculture, and maybe there's new markets that we should be going after.
What would you say about reaching the farmers out there using those techniques today?
Well, I think there's not a farmer in the world that doesn't have a cell phone, is out in the field. There's not a farmer in the world that's not concerned about real-time financial information to as a hedge against their business. There's not a farmer in the world who doesn't want to be in touch with these global markets and how they're emerging. And the purpose of ag marketing executives is to be able to expand the opportunities for this marketplace and send a message that, look, if you want to reach it, we can help you reach it. We can tell you who they are, where they are. You know, understanding the consumer, understanding the producer, understanding your ecosystem of relationships, whether they're in Shanghai or whether they're in Topeka, is very critically important. And how you reach them with the right message, that's what ag marketing is all about.
So what would be like a final thought that you'd like to offer to people in agricultural marketing?
Well, I would like to say to them, look, the future is very bright. There's a lot of opportunities. There are also risks. Pay some attention to what's going on in and around you. Take a look at lifestyle. But also pay attention to things that are happening in health, climate, or energy. You know, get out of the back 40 for a while. See what's going on. Understand that these trends are going to have may impact on you. But also, they may create new ideas. There may be new inventions for you to become more self-reliant, you to make more money, or you to connect with new customer segments or new markets you never thought possible just because you were able to go to a trade show, visit a city, go spend some time in China or South America, and pick up new ideas you can integrate into your business.
Great. Thank you very much. That's James Canton talking about the extreme future. And if you want to find out more, James, where will we find out?
Futureguru.com.
All right. Thank you again, James Canton. And with this interview, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.